You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 201, The Law of Reciprocity. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit about the law of reciprocity, and you may know it as the old saying, you have to give in order to receive. I promise you this is going to be something you don't want to miss. Before we dive into this, I want to give everyone an update on the classes for this month of August in 2020. We will begin our Level 2 Natural Healing Holistic Living classes on Monday, August 17th from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this will be a live webinar. Everyone is welcome to join the class. We will be starting a 10-week course in natural healing. It's not necessary for you to have taken any of the Level 1 classes before joining us, but if you are interested in our natural healing certification program, then you will want to go back and complete Level 1 as well. But that's up to you. You can simply take one class or you can take as many as you like. The information is really priceless and it's helping people change their lives for the better. So we welcome you to join us. Here at Awaken the Healing, we are training healers, teachers, and future leaders of this world. All of our classes are designed to assist you in your everyday life to improve your life now. You can take the knowledge that you learn in all of these classes to go out and help others after you have changed your own life. So if you're interested in learning more with us, then check out the upcoming classes and webinars on our website at awakenthehealing.com and sign up for a class. We make all our classes very affordable and the information you gain is priceless. So it's time to start investing in you. We love to see you there. Okay, so now let's talk about the law of reciprocity. Spirit wanted me to speak about this with you because there is a huge misunderstanding when it comes to this law. And because of the abuse of the church and using this law to create tithes and offerings, many people shun the practice of giving. But I have to tell you how powerful this really is. As always, you're going to hear me say something that you've never heard before. I'm going to share some information with you that Spirit has shared with me about the practice of sowing seeds. This is what Spirit calls it. Now, for those who have studied the power of giving, we learned this concept from a completely different perspective. And of course, as I already mentioned, the church is one of the places where you hear this being taught, but it's so much more than the idea of charity. Spirit says that so many things have been twisted and turned upside down and inside out in order to use the principles and laws of the universe against us. We are conditioned and taught to sabotage our own lives because we are not given a clear understanding of the laws of the universe and how to use them to help ourselves. We don't know how things really work. So we are kept ignorant on purpose. The people who twist the truth and condition the masses do it for their own benefit. So everything they teach us is to benefit them, not us, because they are coming from a spirit of service to self. They are on the negative path, which Ra calls the path that is not. And in our lightworker classes, we will be discussing this even further. But for our general audience, I want to give you this. I want to enlighten you on the law of giving and receiving. So what do you need to know about the law of reciprocity? Firstly, that there are many aspects to the laws of the universe and many ways to understand in order to understand them. what I'm sharing with you is just a small nugget of information because there is so much more to this, but we don't have time to go into all of that. What I will share with you today has the power to turn your prayers into true manifestations. The first thing to know about the laws of the universe is that we must learn what they are and then begin to use them for our benefit. Not to harm another person or being, but to come in harmony with the universe. This is how you create everything you desire in your life. You must be in harmony with the universe. Think of it this way. I'll give you an example. Someone gives you a brand new airplane, and that airplane is equipped to take you anywhere in the world safely if you know how to fly. And it has all that you would ever need already on board. And it was given to you. But the problem is you don't know how to fly. And on top of that, you don't know how to read. So you have some serious obstacles to overcome in order to get the most out of your airplane, which is your gift. This is where most of humanity finds themselves, illiterate and ignorant. And this just means that you don't know how to read the signs of the universe, and you don't know where to go to get the right information. So in this example, the airplane is the universe, because everything that you could ever want or need is already here. It's at your fingertips. It's really already within you. You just don't know how to access it. This is why you must study and expand your knowledge, because through your study, you will begin to learn how to access and use your gifts. And these gifts are from the universe. So now the law of reciprocity, just like that airplane, requires fuel in order to work. The universe requires fuel in a different way. You have to have energy in order to create. So what is the fuel that you need in order to manifest in the universe? Well, before we answer that question, you must ask yourself, what good is it to have fuel if you don't know how to fly? You must first learn the principles of flying and how to manifest, because there are many of them. But when it comes to manifesting, most people have only heard of the law of attraction. But this is only one of the laws that are important to creation. Now you are learning another one, and this is the law of reciprocity. You must first offer something in order to receive something in return. It's an energy exchange, and this is how the universe works. And just a quick side note here, because it just came to me, you really need to hear this. You need to declutter, because clutter is a sign of holding on to energy through things and not allowing the energy to flow in your life. So declutter your home, your office, your car, and it will change your energy. It will open up the energy flow around you once again. And this is why feng shui teaches you to declutter in order to create more abundance in your life. All right, so back to what we were talking about with the fuel. The fuel that the universe requires is an offering. Fuel is being used as a metaphor for energy. The universe requires some form of energy before you can receive something in return. You have to give of your time, of your attention, of your focus, of your finances, or of your sustenance in some form in order to acquire something in return from the universe. Now, say for example, you want to acquire some knowledge, and depending on what kind of knowledge you are trying to acquire, you may have to spend many years studying, and you may have to spend a lot of money in order to get the skills or the information that you desire to have. But no matter what, there has to be an energy exchange. It's necessary for you to learn about and study all the known laws of the universe, because just as the airplane has a flight manual, so does the universe. And we call it the laws of the universe. They teach us how to access and how to use what the universe has to offer us. Spirit says that the law of reciprocity requires you to sow seeds. So what does that mean? We can sow seeds in many ways, literally or metaphorically. For example, I'm sowing seeds right now into humanity through this podcast. I'm giving you a portion of my energy, my time, and my knowledge for free through these episodes, in hopes that the seeds of wisdom and the long hours that I put into this will come to maturity in your life to help you increase your life in some way, to create abundance for you, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. You see, seeds, be they literal or metaphorical, must bear fruit. And if something is not bearing fruit or creating more life in some form, then it's not a good seed. There are good seeds and bad seeds. And we've all heard of this before. So it's important that you guard your mind from allowing bad seeds to be planted within you, because that's the type of thing that the dark rulership does. They work on you on an unconscious level. And that's why they strive to keep you unconscious and unaware of your own power to create. They don't teach you how to create, even though they know how, because they use it to benefit themselves. Spirit says if you want to be abundant and to experience prosperity in your life in whatever form, you need to plant seeds, physically and metaphysically. Now, this is something that the tribal people of the world practice. I know that many Native Americans used to plant a seed literally in the ground every time they made prayer. The seeds are offerings to the universe and Mother Earth in exchange for something desired. And the offer is made in love. It must come from your heart in order to bear good fruit. Now, because of our modern day religions and false belief structures, we have gotten away from this practice. And why? Because we see it in the Bible and we see it in many ancient teachings, but we don't understand it. The Bible, the Quran, are always referring to planting gardens and vineyards. Why? We have been taught to see this as a metaphor, but there is a very literal part to this, and we have forgotten that. You don't have to plant a physical seed every time you make a prayer or ask for something to manifest. You can put crystals back in the earth or plant a flower or a tree. You just need to get into the habit and the practice that when you are serious about your prayers, you make an offering to the universe so that you are in the energy flow and in tune with the universal law of reciprocity. Now, you must remember that we don't give just to receive. Your intention is also a very powerful part of your offering. You have to do it with love from your heart. It cannot be selfishly motivated, or else it will have other consequences attached to it. The universe does not judge, so even evil people can use these laws to get something they want to manifest. But there are consequences that go along with that. Many evil people, the ones that are the unseen powers behind the governments around the world, gain their control by using this law to their benefit. They actually sacrificed humans, and they still do to this day, in order to try to stay in control. But the law of reciprocity says that as you sow, so shall you reap. And today is reaping time for those wicked rulers. Their negative karma must be repaid. They harmed others in order to get what they wanted, and so they must face the consequences of their actions. They will now lose everything because they misused the law of reciprocity in order to gain control and wealth. What we have to understand is that in order to receive, we must give. We must give something from our heart, and it has to be with a joyful spirit. And what you give cannot harm another being, or else you will be held responsible for that. Spirit says that the easiest way to use this law to increase abundance in your life is each and every time you pray or ask the universe for something, do something that benefits someone else, or do something that benefits Mother Earth. Because this is how we use the law properly, by sowing seeds into another's life. We bless someone else because we are asking to be blessed. And in that way, you are claiming your blessings and abundance by giving even before you have received. You may have to think about this and really contemplate on it, because this will benefit you and the world all around you greatly. You will enter the flow of abundance in the universe when you use the law of reciprocity properly. When you plant a tree or sow seeds into the earth, you are helping to create abundance on the planet, and you increase the life-giving energies. And this is a law that we must be a harmonic part of the universe, of the energy cycle within the universe. We must be a part of the flow of giving and receiving, and we cannot block this energy, or we block our ability to receive. You also cannot be a person who constantly gives to others, but never allow yourself to receive, because that's the same thing. That's the same thing that you're blocking the flow and creating your own poverty in some form. Keep the flow going. Pass it on. Be a vessel for blessings to flow through your life, and do it out of love. And this is very important. Investing in yourself is sowing seeds into your own life. Because when you expand your consciousness, your awareness, and your knowledge, you become a more abundant person, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And when your heart is to be of service to humanity and Mother Earth, you will change the world, because we are one. Your investment in the self creates abundance in all forms for you, as well as the world all around you. It benefits everyone. So sow your seeds of abundance and bring forth your true wealth. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it.